Good morning and welcome to Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Easter Sunday, happy Easter. It came early this year. It's hard to believe it's the last day of March. I hope you have something nice planned for today. And that probably includes lots of sweets, especially if you'll be spending the holiday with little ones. Chocolate bunnies, marshmallow peeps, jelly beans, and a big festive meal with all the trimmings. That's what many of us can look forward to later today. But with all that delicious food and sweets, it can be easy to overdo it. That's why we're here. You can still enjoy the holiday without going completely off the rails. We've got five simple tips and hints. One of them is planning ahead. So check out my blog right now on the help page at WFPG.com. Click help on the drop down of our app or visit our Facebook page. Lots more coming up today on Living Well with Robin Stoloff on this Easter Sunday. So keep it right here on Light 96.9. With warmer weather and longer days, we will be spending much more time outdoors, and that gives us the opportunity to be more active. However, if you find it tough to set aside time to exercise, it's important to include more movement into your day, both indoors and out. We all know we should park further from the entrance in the parking lot and take the stairs instead of the elevator. But here are a few more ideas. Try sitting on a fitness ball at work or at home, or better yet, get a stand-up desk. Go out dancing, do some gardening, stretch during TV time, and take a 10-minute walk after you eat. Small changes can add up. Our bodies were not meant to be sedentary, so bottom line, find a way to sit less and move more. You are Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. April is Autism Awareness Month, and what better way to support acceptance of autism than to join in Bubbles for Autism on World Autism Day, April 2nd. Here with more is Isabel Mosco. She's the president and founder of Faces for Autism. Thank you so much for joining me. You actually created this event many years ago.
Yes, 2005, we have been blowing bubbles in schools, elementary schools, preschools, high schools, everywhere. And starting out in Atlantic County, Cape May County, and now it's all over the state of New Jersey and around the world. So on World Autism Day, it will be at Atlantic Cape Community College, the Mays Landing campus, with the students, the faculty, and everyone is welcome.
And that will be this Tuesday at 12:30 at ACCC. Of course, you can blow bubbles anywhere on that day if you'd like, but you're also having another event this Saturday, April 6th at Reed's Farm.
Yes, Reed's Farm in Egg Harbor Township is going to be doing a festival out for spring, and we will be blowing bubbles there from 10 to 12.
Why did you choose bubbles to recognize Autism Awareness, or as you like to say, Autism Acceptance Month?
It's a participation activity that everyone can take part in.
And blowing bubbles is such a joyous, fun thing. So it's a day of celebration, a day of celebrating diversity and accepting one another. And you've done such a wonderful job with that over the years. If someone had some questions or would like to learn more about Faces, where can they go?
Yes, they can go to our website. They can go on Facebook, but Faces, the number 4, autism.org is our main place to find out more information.
And Faces offers support, year-round activities, social connections. It's a wonderful organization. Thanks so much for joining us, founder and president of Faces for Autism, Isabel Mosca. And you are living well on Light 96.9. Scrolling and swiping on social media, watching TV, reading work reports on our laptop. It's safe to say most of us spend a lot of time staring at screens, and that can be bad for our eyes. Blue light from electronics is linked to problems such as blurry vision, eye strain, dry eye, macular degeneration, and cataracts. It's also linked to sleep issues. We've got more of what you need to know at WFPG.com, on the help page of our app, or on our Facebook page, Living Well on Light 96.9. Critics of kettlebell training may dismiss it as a passing fad, but it has some unique benefits for strength and conditioning. Here with me now is Alex Salkin, owner of Salkin Strength Solutions. Thank you for joining me. What are the benefits of kettlebells?
Well, kettlebells are a unique piece of equipment that have really stood the test of time because they actually predate plate-loaded barbells, which most people find a little bit strange. And one of the things that is really great about kettlebell training is that it allows you to train your fast twitch muscle fibers and explosive movements, but with something that doesn't have any real impact on the joints. And you're using natural movement patterns, such as learning how to move with the hips as opposed to with the back and the knees and things of that nature. So one of the great things about it is that although it certainly can be dangerous if you are not getting the proper instruction, it allows you to do things that are much more difficult to do with traditional weight training, such as with barbells and dumbbells, great tools though they may be. And I would say the other really big thing about it that is really, really great is that with one kettlebell, you can do a wide array of movements and you don't need a lot of space to not only to perform the exercises, but to store the equipment. So you don't need to invest in an entire home gym. You've got a home gym with a handle.
And you train people online. What types of results do you see with kettlebells?
Well, kettlebells make up one of three major things that I focus on with people. And the other two being calisthenics training or bodyweight movements, and then just natural human movements, control of the head and neck, rolling on the ground, rocking back and forth. And when you combine the kettlebell with these two things, what we find is that you get a nice blend of strength, power, conditioning, stamina, flexibility, mobility, all the things that people often have to spend hours and hours doing if they have to go to a gym. They find that they can do sometimes in 20 to 30 minutes just at home. So it's a big hit with a lot of people.
Where can people reach you if they'd like to work with you online?
If you go to 9minutechallenge.com, you can get my free 9-minute kettlebell and bodyweight challenge. It will give you a good insight into how to use your entire body in a training program, and you can get your own free copy.
Thank you for joining me, Alex Salkin of Salkin Strength Solutions, and you are living well on Light 96.9. All stressed up with nowhere to go. Stress is a part of life. When we encounter stress, our body produces stress hormones that trigger a fight or flight response. This helps us to respond quickly in dangerous situations, or it can help us push through fear or pain. However, too much stress can cause negative effects, leaving us overwhelmed or unable to cope. Over time, this can affect our physical and mental health. If you feel you have too much on your plate, think about where you can make changes. Are you taking on too much? Could you hand over some things to someone else? Can you slow your pace? You may need to reorganize your life so you're not trying to do everything at once. You can also create everyday habits to reduce stress. Check out our 5 stress busters on the health page at WFPG.com. Click health on the drop-down of our app or just visit our Facebook page. Living Well on Light 96.9. This is the last in our weekly series, Know Your Nutrition, from NutriMed throughout the month of March, which is National Nutrition Month. It's human nature. When someone tells us we can't have something, we want it more. And that is true with diets. Here with more is Allison Stripmatter, nutritionist for NutriMed in Egg Harbor Township. Yep, Allison, we all want something when we're told we can't have it.
Right. I so agree, Robin. And I'm a human just like anybody else. If someone told me I couldn't have cookies, that's probably the only thing I would think about too. One thing I really recommend is to tell yourself you can have anything you want. Take that emotional charge off of whatever it is that you're kind of thinking about or fixating on. And then it just seems to be a lot easier to not have that thing because, hey, you can have it whenever you want. Maybe you just have goals that are not quite in alignment with those foods or amounts of those foods.
That is so true, because I heard somebody say when you're on a diet, which I don't love that word anyway, but when you're on a diet and someone said, do you want a cookie? You say, I can't. What would be better is to say, I can, but I choose not to have it. And it's just a different mindset. It's a different way of looking at it. And I know that you work with people one-on-one and you help them to develop that mindset and also put it into a real eating plan so that they can have something every now and then.
Absolutely. One thing I try to talk to people about too is eating foods that you love that also love you back. Foods that make you feel great when you have them, but also you feel great in 2 hours or the next day.
Something that we need to concentrate on. So if someone's interested in working with you or would like to learn more, where can they reach you?
They can reach me at NutriMed. Our phone number is 609-415-2888.
Thanks so much for joining me, Allison Stripmatter, nutritionist with NutriMed in Egg Harbor Township. And that wraps it up for me today, reminding you to check out my podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, or you can always watch the video of my conversations with my very smart, very interesting guests on my YouTube channel, Living Well with Robin Stoloff. Wishing you a beautiful, happy, and healthy Easter. Hope you enjoy your day. Join me again next Sunday morning at 10 for Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Until then, keep living well.